There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Falling, being chased, teeth falling out. During these particularly stressful times, you may be having more nightmares than usual. And nightmares can really seriously ruin a good night's sleep. But worry not, there are ways to beat them and get back to restful nights. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. You're being chased by a monster. It always seems to be just two steps behind. You run and run, and your whole body on fire with fear, and you cannot shake your pursuer. Your teeth start rattling and falling out. Then somehow you're on stage under a spotlight, and you realize you're not wearing pants, and everyone in the audience is staring at you. Hopefully, you haven't experienced any of these events in real life. But I wouldn't be surprised to hear you've gone through at least one of these common themes in dreamland and woken up in a cold sweat with your heart pounding. Nightmares are mysterious. Folklore from around the world has attributed nightmares to be demons, the souls of dead people who were wronged in life, and spirits with all sorts of malicious intent. Nowadays, although we haven't fully solved the mystery of why nightmares exist and how they come about, we know that their intense mental activity that happens mostly during rapid eye movement sleep, or REM sleep for short. Usually, we experience nightmares as very vivid dreams that are terrifying or upsetting. And naturally, they can disrupt our sleep and affect our mood. Most of us are lucky and only have nightmares once in a while. But for about 2 to 5% of the population, they happen often or even nightly. Nightmares are much more common among girls and women than their male counterparts. Those who struggle with alcohol or drug addiction are also more likely to have frequent nightmares. People who have post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or have experienced childhood abuse are also more at risk. And most of these people have frequent nightmares. But for some people, there seems to be no particular reason for persistent nightmares. Instead, they have something called nightmare disorder. This is a disorder where you not only frequently have vivid and disturbing dreams, but also suffer major distress or impairment during the day, such as anxiety, concentration problems, tiredness, and worry about going to sleep. And during this particularly stressful time of the COVID-19 pandemic, even if you didn't have nightmare disorder before or any of the risk factors I mentioned earlier, it's possible that you are experiencing persistent nightmares for the first time or just more frequent nightmares. But you know, there is good news. Whether you have nightmare disorder, PTSD, or just having stress response nightmares right now, there are things you can do to decrease nightmares and regain a good relationship with sleep. So here's what to do. Number one, most importantly, don't avoid sleep and keep a regular sleep-wake schedule. If you often have nightmares, you might be afraid of going to sleep. Who could blame you? That moment when our head hits the pillow might be relaxing and sweet for some, but for you, it's like stepping into a horror movie. You don't know when you'll round a corner and see your worst, well, nightmare. So perhaps you try to procrastinate about bedtime, keeping yourself awake as much as possible by watching yet another movie. This will backfire and cause more nightmares. depriving yourself of sleep leads to less rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, which is the stage of sleep where most dreaming happens. When the brain is deprived of REM, it brings REM back with a vengeance later in the night or on the next night. This is called a REM rebound effect. The brain gets into REM faster, stays there longer, and creates more intense dreams. Something similar happens if you keep an irregular schedule, such as having a rotating shift job or having a very different lifestyle on weekdays versus weekends. Your brain's internal clock gets confused and it can save up REM propensity that drives you straight into intense nightmares when you try to catch up on lost sleep. So, even if it's scary to go to bed, try your best to keep a steady sleep-wake schedule. Give yourself ample opportunity to sleep. It will be worth it once you establish a more consistent pattern. Tip number two, decrease alcohol intake and review your psychiatric and sleep medications with your doctor. Alcohol may seem very tempting for, quote, quieting the mind, since it makes you drowsy and might help you to pass out. However, it actually disrupts your sleep, keeping you in lighter stages and preventing you from entering the healing and restorative deep sleep stages. Alcohol can also tamp down on REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. Drinking a lot is just like REM depriving yourself. That leads to REM rebound and more opportunity for intense nightmares the next time you go to sleep. If someone frequently drinks, withdrawal from alcohol when they try to cut down on drinking also leads to more nightmares. Other substances may also cause nightmares. Some sleep medications, antidepressants, and other types of drugs have been linked to nightmares, so review your medications with your doctor to see if there are possible culprits. Sometimes, even the timing of when you take medication could affect dreaming, so ask your doctor whether you must take your antidepressant at night or if there are other options.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Tip number three, wake up fully and be ready for a quick reality check. You've set yourself up with a regular sleep schedule, you've cut down on alcohol consumption, and you've checked with your doctor about medications. You may still have nightmares, especially if they're related to a traumatic event or if you've been having frequent nightmares for a long time. So what should you do when they happen, in the moment? The first thing to do when you wake from a nightmare is to make sure you wake up all the way. Because the veil between asleep and awake can be so thin, your brain might easily pass back and forth between the two in the middle of the night. If you don't fully wake up, you could go right back into the nightmare you were having. This will reinforce the nightmare, making it seem more at home in your brain. Don't worry about disrupting your sleep by turning on the lights or getting out of bed. Simply waking up, even several times per night, is okay for your overall sleep health. It's also a much better alternative to keeping nightmares around. So pinch yourself, get out of bed, drink some water, give your partner or pet a cuddle, Whatever you need to do to wake up fully and ground yourself in reality before lying back down and closing your eyes again. Tip number 4, rewrite the ending and rehearse the new script. One of the most widely used and evidence-based treatments for nightmares, whether they're caused by PTSD or not, is imagery rehearsal therapy, or IRT. This therapy has a very simple premise. Having nightmares is a learned behavior for the brain, which means it's possible to unlearn. In other words, your brain has gotten into the habit of creating nightmares, and the more it does so, the easier it is for it to keep going. It's like driving a car on a muddy road that has deep ruts in it. The more you drive in the ruts, the deeper the ruts get, and the harder it is to get out of those ruts. Imagery rehearsal therapy's goal is to help steer the car out of those ruts. In other words, you want to give your brain an alternative path that leads not to the nightmare, but to another story. You can give the brain that alternative story by making it up and then telling it and retelling it to yourself. So take a recurrent nightmare, or maybe a recurrent theme, and write about it in as much detail as you can. This can be hard to do, but don't flinch away. You've got to put your brain in the scene before you can change it. Take one element of the nightmare you've written about and change it. You can make the monster evaporate into thin air, or make a magical escape door. Arm yourself with a magic wand that you can use to wave anything away. Give yourself the power to snap your fingers and freeze the scene. Use your imagination. After all, the dream is playing in your mind, and you're the boss here. During the daylight hours, give yourself uninterrupted time to rehearse that dream and the alternate ending that you wrote up in your mind. Do this every day, picturing it with as much vivid detail as possible. With a few days or weeks practice, you may have fewer nightmares, or they might at least be less scary and less intense. And the last tip, tip number 5, is not only good for those with frequent nightmares, but just for anyone experiencing stress right now, which is, I'm guessing, most of you. So tip number 5. Seek treatment for PTSD and other mental health needs. Taking care of your sleep health means taking care of your whole health. Nightmares often happen due to having PTSD or another psychiatric condition, and successfully treating those conditions can often decrease nightmares. Not only that, but treating PTSD will improve your daytime too, allowing you to have less anxiety, better relationships, and the room to be yourself fully. There are excellent evidence-based treatments for PTSD, such as cognitive processing therapy, which uses an evidence-based step-by-step approach to help you learn about how PTSD has impacted you, to pinpoint the stuck points that keep you mired, and learn strategies for finding balance. But if you're not yet able to start working directly on PTSD, that doesn't mean you have to wait to tackle nightmares. Research has shown that for people with PTSD-related nightmares, a few sessions of imagery rehearsal therapy, IRT, like we talked about earlier, can decrease nightmares even without directly targeting PTSD symptoms. In fact, just improving the nightmares could take PTSD down a notch overall. So go ahead and take care of yourself, both during the day and the night. Your brain is always working hard, and sometimes it needs just a little extra help to relax at night instead of playing horror movies. Remember that nightmares are not totally outside of your control. You can use the strategies we talked about today to set yourself up for sweet dreams instead. Let me know what else you'd like to learn about sleep, nightmares, stress, or anything related to mental health and well-being. This is a time where we could probably all use some extra tips. You can reach me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at QDTSavvyPsych or at JadeWuPhD. If you'd like psychology tips delivered straight to your inbox, subscribe to the Savvy Psychologist newsletter. You can also make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Meanwhile, I hope you stay well, I hope your loved ones stay well, and I hope you stay healthy and happy during this particularly challenging time. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for joining me again, and I'll see you next week for a happier and healthier mind.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.